My name's Menon Rodrigues. I've been in Canada for just about 2.5 years. With regard to the reunion, it's something that I want to continue doing what was started in Karachi almost 15 years ago. So the reunion brings ex-students together. In Karachi, it was about St. Patrick's. In Canada, it is about St. Patrick's and St. Joseph's schools. Well, it's a long time. I mean, it is part of the alumni group, which is called the Old Patricians, which was started in 1985. Since then, we have been bringing ex-students together at various functions and events, and about 15 years ago thought that maybe we could sort of, organize a kind of an annual reunion. And it turned out to be good. So usually there are about 400 to 500 people attending the reunions in Karachi. And then when I moved to Canada, I just thought that why not, we could try it over here. And that's what it is. So it's an activity that I believe should go on every year. I mean, if it's not me or somebody else, ex-students are in abundance. They could take it up and do it.
So I hear this year something special is happening, and you're honoring some of the past teachers. Can you tell me a little bit about that?
Well, if you really go to see, I mean, each one of us, whatever we are, is something that we have learned, picked up, and being mentored by our teachers. So a point in time comes that you would want to sort of, recognize the services and sort of give them the due share, of all the work that they have done in the past. The schools do it, the diocese from where they come, they do it. But I think as students, we also have to give after having received something from them. So at this reunion, the senior most teachers of St. Patrick's and St. Joseph's, there are about 10 of them. They will be honored. They will receive a special certificate that has been recognized, signed and sealed by the new cardinal, Cardinal Joseph Coutts, and they will be given out at the reunion.
One of the unique things about this event is that you're collecting profits and you're sending it back to Pakistan as a community development piece. Can you tell me a little bit about that?
So it's called the Providence. Some refer to it as the Providence Home. It was a house started by the Daughters of the Cross way back in 1961. It has evolved over the years. This house welcomes girls from rather broken families or broken homes in special need, those who come from difficult backgrounds. What do? They give them love, they give them education, shelter, put them to schools, just to ensure that, they lead a good life as young people. So the sisters have dedicated their lives to this cause. So all the proceeds of the reunion in 2019 are dedicated to this institution.
Can you tell me a little bit about the book of your memoirs?
Well, yes, this is a book that was just published a couple of weeks ago. It's called The Glorious Traditions of St. Patrick's. Those who have gone to St. Patrick's or know St. Patrick's School in Karachi, it is an institution which is more than 150 years old. It has a tradition that is simply sometimes cannot be explained, because there's so much of attachment, so much of glory and traditions that a patrician would want to sort of recall those beautiful memories wherever they are in any point in time of their lives. So I thought it was something that I could write about. So I chose to write about the 10 years that I spent in the school, from the first standard to the 10th standard. And before my memory could fail, I thought I could sort of recall and recollect everything that happened. It's all about teachers, it's all about colleagues who are with you, classmates. It's all about pranks, it's all about sports, it's all about achievements, and it's all about how you developed yourself as a person. So that's what the book is all about.
What's going to happen during the event, and where can people get to?
Well, it's in Mississauga. It's on Edwards Boulevard, not very far from where we are right now. Approximately 300 people are expected to attend. The tickets are still available. They will not be closed, more the merrier. And it's going to begin with Mass in the morning at 11 o'clock. There are four priests with background from Pakistan. One is Archbishop Larry Saldana, who will be the main celebrant. And he will be assisted by Father Martin Pereira, Father Daryl Miranda. And a priest is coming from the U.S. So the only priest who has regretted is Father Michael De Cruz, because he has a commitment for that day, being a Sunday. There's a choir, Karachi-based young people. They will be singing. There are 20 people in the choir. They'll be singing for Mass. And at the same time, as soon as Mass is over, they will also be singing the two school songs, the school song of St. Joseph's and St. Patrick's. It's quite a scene, because last year when the entire hall stood up and sang, it was like a kind of, taking them back in time when they would be standing in their assemblies and listening to these school songs. There is a couple of performances, a little bit of dancing, a lot of prizes, and then, of course, what I spoke about, the recognition of teachers.
Can you just tell me about the tie-in, how that's happening?
Well, last year it was held simultaneously because it was on the same date, 17th of March. While we started our event at 11 o'clock in the morning, it was 8 o'clock in the night in Pakistan. Ours was a luncheon affair. The one in Karachi was a dinner affair. So it happened simultaneously. It wasn't connected in any way, but we did have a live recording of the principals of the two schools last year. Yeah. This year, the event in Karachi is on the 16th, and here in Canada, it's on the 17th.